By altering his arrangements and changing his plans, he keeps the enemy without definite knowledge. By shifting his camp and taking circuitous routes, he prevents the enemy from anticipating his purpose.
The axiom that war is based on deception does not apply only to your enemy. You must deceive even your own soldiers. Make them follow you, but without letting them know why.
At the critical moment, the leader of an army acts like one who has climbed up a height and then kicks away the ladder behind him. He carries his men deep into hostile territory before he shows his hand. He burns his boats and breaks his cooking pots. Like a shepherd driving a flock of sheep, he drives his men this way and that, and nothing knows whither he is going. To muster his host and bring it into danger? This may be termed the business of the general.
After mobilization, there should be no delay in aiming a blow at the enemy's heart.
Different measures suited to the 9 varieties of ground, the expediency of aggressive or defensive tactics, and the fundamental laws of human nature? These are things that must most certainly be studied. When invading hostile territory, the general principle is that penetrating deeply brings cohesion. Penetrating but a short way means dispersion. When you leave your own country behind and take your army across neighborhood territory, you find yourself on critical ground. When there are means of communication on all 4 sides, the ground is one of intersecting highways. When you penetrate deeply into a country, it is serious ground. When you penetrate but a little way, it is facile ground. When you have the enemy's strongholds on your rear and narrow passes in front, it is hemmed in ground. When there is no place of refuge at all, it is desperate ground. Therefore, it is on dispersive ground you should inspire the men with unity of purpose. On facile ground, see that there is close connection between all parts of the army.
This is both to guard against desertion of our own troops and against a sudden attack on the part of the enemy.
On contentious ground, hurry up the rear.
This is so that head and tail may both reach the goal at nearly the same time.
On open ground, keep a vigilant eye on defenses. On ground of intersecting highways, consolidate your alliances. On serious ground, try to ensure a continuous stream of supplies. On difficult ground, keep pushing on along the road. On hemmed-in ground, block any way of retreat.